In the 2015 estimates, a provision of $1.3 million has been made for the basic rehabilitative and upgrade work at the Kingston bus terminal, Little Tokyo. Resources which were earmarked for this activity in 2014 were redirected to the recovery process consequent upon the storm of December 2013, and I'd pointed that out in this house at the time of the supplementary appropriation bill last year. In 2015, too, there will be the unveiling of a $33 million project, Phase 1, for the further development of government buildings in Kingston. The budgeted expenditure for this project in 2015, it's in the estimates, is $7 million to purchase and develop a parcel of land and an unfinished structure owned by BICO and to commence reconstruction on another government building on Back Street. The savings from rented accommodation would easily finance the cost of constructing these government buildings. 65 acres of prime land will be made available for this mammoth undertaking, which is to be fashioned as a private-public partnership. Additional access to and from Kingston will be provided, possibly by way of a tunnel under Cane Garden Point. The government has already established a state-owned company called the Arnisville Development Company to drive this development project. Preliminary work has been done on a development concept for the area, including the urban transport requisites in and out of Kingston. Until the Arnisville Development Company becomes fully operational, another state entity, National Properties Limited, has been spearheading the delivery of the preliminary technical and conceptual work on the proposed Arnisville development.